This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kegel, end of the parasha. We have the last of the ten Nisyanis, the sign of the Akeda. I think the Akeda, the sign of the Akeda, teaches a lesson, and that is, what does the Eibishter really want from us? A person can live his whole life and be convinced that this is what he must do, and this is what the Eibishter wants. And it's not necessarily really what the Eibishter is asking, what the Eibishter wants. It takes a gevissa yiras shamayim, as we soon will explain. A person needs yiras shamayim to know what's really the Ratzon Hashem? What does the Eibishter really want from me? Is it that I want, or is that what the Eibishter wants? It could be a lesson taken from the Akedah, as I'll explain. The Mefarshim ask a simple question. The Nisayin of the Akedah, did the Avram Avinu have choice? Has the Eibishter zakt? I mean, what are the options? It's either to do it, or to do it. Those are the two options. There's no option. Now, in our level, Mustama, there is a nisayin. Who says we would do it? I don't know. But light Avram Avinu's madregis. Push it. Fregin the Mefarshim. I'll discuss this topic. What were the options? What was the choice? And in Meila, what was the Nisai? The Vainish Lailam says, the Eibishter zakt. And if the Eibishter wants, he could make Avram, take away his life, take away Yitzhak's life. Whatever the Eibishter wants could be, will be. Not could be, will be. So where is the Nisayin that Avram listened and did the Akedah? So if you look at the Ran in the Drashas, Sachidush Nifle, says the Ran, because the Akedah was not a tzivli. He wasn't commanded to do it. It was almost, let's use the word of Akasha. Yes, dear. Yeah, well, say state. Kach, Avada, Shem, no, Kach, no! What does no mean? No means please. Please, connotates a mashmeis that you have the option not to do it. Zop the ran in the drashes, sigeven abakashe, and the godless of Avrom is afal pinkein, he did it. As they learned the ran. So you see already that this kasha is in the ran. The Rishonim already addressed this kasha. Vos is del nisayin. He's a das yachid in this ran. Never saw any other than the Mefarshim and the Rishonim so redden that the Tzivui wasn't the Tzivui of Kachna, but a Bakasha.
What was any of the Tzivui? Any of the Tzivui in front of it. It's a things.
Good, so, but here it's Kachna. Rabbi Shem is saying, do it. That's why the question is even more here than in other Nisyanis. Kachna, he was told. What's the options? And the Teretz is, he wasn't told, but Tzivui, he was told as a request. And the decision to make it is a godless of Avraham Avinu. Ich wollte gesagt, Efsherash, nachan shtikl mahalach, l'chayre, pashit, it was a Tzivui, so then what's the godless? The Vayashkim Avraham Baboike, that's how he did it. Shteit Vayashkim Avraham Baboike, he woke up early, he did it with Tzrizis, another person. When he gets such a tzivui, he walks around talking to everybody, advice. Gathered by the meal also we found there was a lot of discussion on Reshkel and Mamre, right? He went for a discussion with, we don't find here any discussion with on Reshkel and Mamre. The Rabbeinu Shlom gezak, two putman, mit azrizus, right? So state in the Pasik, Pasuk says, Pasuk state azay, Vayashkim Avram Babaikah, Vayachbish is Chameirei, Vatazrizis, next morning, Babaikah. Another person says, Kachna, okay? I'll make plans, I'll come to myself, I'll work on myself, I'll discuss it. There's no discussions. There's a Shein Avot in last week's Parsha from the Bnei Yisrael. It says, Lech Lecha, Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Itay Elikim. So what's the kasher? So kasher is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom spoke to him to go. He went. Zokta b'nei Yisraelchus lichtin pasik eichet kasher, as the moment that he was told. Vayelech Avram went kasher as soon as. Shein avot, shein ah, kasher diber. The Rebbeinu Shalom zok two day. Okay. He's already on the next train out, as they say, to take care of the Ratzon Hashem. Kashev, Iber Hashem Yitay, Elikim Yitay. Right? So here too, Vayashkem, Avram Babaker, Avadi, there's no option. Avadi, there's no choice. But the Vayashkem, Zrizis, Tan Ratzon Hashem, on Shalis, on Ikuvim, to be able with a clunkite, to decide, muchlat, you know what it is? Tuich, of azazach, das agreiskeit. Avad, if he only did it because he had no choice, it would have taken a lot more time than Vayashkin Avram Babaker. It would have taken more time. Abbas, I'd like to share with you a mahalach that I have another chance. What is the nisayin of the Akedah? Tachnishka Akebreir, and the pshat is as if you look at the end of the Akedah, the Rebbeinu Shleilah proclaims, Ati Yodati Ki Yirei Elikim Ata. Now I see you, Yirei Elikim, Lechasachtes, Binchas, Yudach, Mimeni. Zot Rashi, an interesting Chazal. You know, on one hand, Avram, I told you, you'll have Zerah, you'll have children. And then I contradict myself. And I tell you, go make an Akedah. The Chastira. Efrish Lecha, I'll explain to you, it's not a Stira. Why? All I said was Valeyu Le'ela. I never said Shechtim. Came as Zok Shechtim. Chab Gizot. Valeyu Le'ela. Bring them up as a Karmen Eila. This is Efrish Lecha. Lashon Lecha. Chazal is, Rashi brings it. Let me let you in on the discussion. Let's just find the Rashi inside the Shina. Rashi. Oh, ki ati yadati. Amar Ababa, Amar Avram, Efraish lefonecha, sichosi. Avram says, ah, Rabbeinu Shem Esmol amarti likacha. Today you tell me to shechtim. Yeah, Mr. Chastir, it's a contradiction. V'meila, kshamarti lecha kach, it's moitzis o sheshani, lemarti lecha shechteyu. Elo aleyu. All I said was to what? To bring him up. There's a big machlekes, the Malbim and Reb Chaim Brisker, how to fataych this Rashi. But before we get to that machlekes, I have a simple question. How did this become the issue at the end of the Akedah? To the end of the Akedah, on the Pasuk, Ati Yodati Kirei Likim Ato, oh! Rashi says, you know what? It's time to bring this Chazal. That Avram is asking the Eibishter, on one hand you said, give me a son, on the other you said, to shecht me, and I never meant it. That should have been a discussion in the beginning of the Akedah. Kach nas binchas yichidcha. So there should be a discussion, or, mamash at the end, you want to know the pshat in Akedah, this is a pshat in Akedah. How does Rashi see the words of the Chazal are in the words of Ato, Yodati, Kirei Likim Ato. What's the Sheiches? Reb Chaim Brisker frags, alle fragen der Kash, am meire die Kare. Mr. Rashi's out of place, and I'd rather see now the new Chumash and have it in brackets. Ay. It's the first time I see this as I'm reading in the new Chumash, and I'm looking, I go, whoa, it's in brackets, I bet. Maybe that's the reason why they put it in brackets today. Chleisesh Avdel Yedudika Chazal, the Rashi of their passing, and the Kashis Yedua Mefusim. Favas, hat Rashi gelegt, the Der Chazal, he put this Chazal on these words, Ati Yadati Kirei Elikim. Now let's discuss the Machlekes, the Malbim and Rav Chaim Vizke. The Malbim learns on Pasuk Zayin that the Rebbeinu Shleil never intended a Shechita, it was only the Haleil, as in his Mashman Rashi. So what did Avram think? Avram was thinking that he went to Rakeda to Shechita's son, and he looked pretty clear that it was a real thing. It wasn't just Til Valeu. Zog der Malbim, loy dikdek Avram hatev. Avram wasn't adopted properly. I'm saying, Chiddush on the Malbim, yeah, that nice. That Avram episode didn't read right what the Eibishter told him. First of all, if according to the way you learn Malbim, the Vahaleyu was just to bring him on the Mizbeach and not more, so then what's the grace in the saying? It's a grace in the saying, Malayu, Shah, Kaisa, Maisa. It's a grace in the you'll come back anyway. What's the big deal? Avram Avinu when I tell you in his nevuah was tutzachabda. He didn't understand what the Eibishter told him. Just fell into my mind. I'll throw into you some safe. Safe in the drasha zakt. You know what was the complication of the nisayin, the sign of the akedah? Avram is thinking maybe I misunderstood. Pshat. Maybe I misunderstood what the Eibishter is saying. So maybe the whole 100 years I've been misunderstanding and I'm in darshening drushes and shiurim and das. You know what it is? After 100 years, a mensch trach, wait a minute, maybe I just don't get it. Maybe ich bin a toye, maybe ich mach a toyes. And then he's thinking that the door might zicher think that. As he's up to some safe in the drushes, the door trach to them. As das is of shat na vrom avinu. Is the chalz am ishat. Is the chalz was that geret kem and doch nish leben. Can't trust anything he said. He stopped and didn't understand the whole time. Emun and their banish leilam. He's a toya, something's wrong. Yad amazing. Or not das vek ab chayim akash. L'chure, if Avrom is eligible for a mistake in the Tzivi Hashem, that like Dikdek, he was a toy, at the Fashtanin Gut, then you frekst up Avram Avinu. And if Avram is abgefrekt, where is Eis gehalten schon? Was tut sich ab da? If Avram is a question mark, so then maybe Chatz Shalom. Zei frek ab Chaim. Nachdem ab Chaim frekt, was ist scheich, das schon ein bisschen kasch ein bisschen, was ist scheich, ha kolbin aleju. Was ist ha kolbin aleju, was ist ha daie, was ist a korban, it's a korban, what's for aleihim? That you put it on the mizbech and not more. What's a korban? So there's lots of brisket teira, nayedin korban. Mes medoch in yeshivas, dayeps a nayeshem korban, a korban mit chayim, a korban mit maleihu, sheine teira. I'm not going to get into zvachim now. Okay? But this is Reb Chaim's three kashas on the Malbim. Umemele Reb Chaim says, he's chaylik on the Malbim. He's chaylik on this yisayit. That actually the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to shecht. When Avram Avinu understood, and the Nisayin is that he went anyway. When he did it, Avram says, okay, that's it. I see you're ready to do it. Stop. Like the Lashon of the Piyutim always says, Nichmu Racham of Rebbeinu Shlom, Rachmanis on him on the Mizbeach. While Yitzchok is on the Mizbeach and he's ready to get geshocht, in that moment there was a change. Don't touch him. So according to the Malbim, it was meant only the Aleihu and not more. According to Reb Chaim, it was meant taka for a shechita. But there was a change in the middle of the Akedah because Reb Yishim so he wanted to do it. We could go into Machshav and Mitztaref Lamaisa. Or we could go into the brisket of Shtikl Torah. There's a lot of brisket Torah that because he brought him up and he davened, Zeh tachas b'ni, v'yalei lo'ilu tachas b'noi, t'mura, the kilu, this is our Yitzchak, because there's Gemara that says that the ashes of Yitzchak are under the Mizbeach. That's where we know the Mizbeach is, the ashes of Yitzchak. The ashes of Yitzchak, Yitzchak was never geshachted. Teretz is the korban that went instead of Yitzchak was Yitzchak. We could talk brisket Torah, shein vigol, shein the Torah, brisket Torah. Anybody who ever stepped foot into bris chumish gets this Torah, shein vigol, shein. Aber mit dem mir, as they say, what concerns me is to answer the Malbim. Ich will answer the Malbim. According to the Malbim, was the Teretz of Reb Chaim's kashas. Reish is called. Let's begin. Let's enumerate them one more time. L'chayra, what's the Nisayin if it was only about Leia? Was Avram a Teia? Question number two. And question number three, what's the Pshat in the carbon? Michayim, a carbon, was a Leia, thus is the carbon. A base Efshik, him and Zogin, a Pshat, that's it. The Nisayin was to understand the Haleyu, and to go ready to be makriv his son when the mashmoyis taka was only v'haleyu, to put him on the mizbeach. You know what Rabbi say, and I want to discuss this, and I want you to think about this. Negius, 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 negius. When a person wants something, he's convinced everything he hears is exactly a proof to what he wants. Everything. Anything and everything. As a mensch will nit makriv sein Yitzchok, the Bereishis said, Valeyu, doch pashet azeh. So there would never even be a discussion in Avram's mind to bring him on the Mizbeach to Shechtim. But the Bereishis said, Valeyu, is Avram Avinu tracht, ich bin nicht klar, was der Rebbeinu Shloilem hat mir gesagt. Not sure how to verteidge it. The Negius, the me, the father, feels Valeyu just means this. Efshe nisht. Efshe der Rebbeinu Shloilem hat gemeint l'shchitaka. Welch gein muchan sein auf Shchita. Alekim yir loy hasel, oy lebeni, Avram Avinu saying, I'll see what Rebishter really wants. I'm not sure. Tibanish Klar. I think that's the Pshat. Elikim Yira Loya Selah Ilabini. Avram is thinking, I'm not 100% sure of myself what it's all about. Yitzuk Frek Bakasha, Yea Selayla. Sagt ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht. Der Rebbeinu Shlom hat gesagt, Vehaleyu. Nishklav was meint vihalei. I don't know what it means. Is ken meinin. Not a toya, not understanding. But the Malba means like dictic hative. Doesn't mean like dictic, but tatoyas like dictic hative. He wasn't sure to fataych it because he was concerned if sure his fataych is based on what he really wants it to mean. Rebbeinu Shlom gesagt, the Aleyu, Avram tracht, Efsher, Efsher, Rebbeinu Shleilam, der Av, der Tatin Mir, der Menschen Mir, verteiches it, Aleyu, not more than this, but that's not what you really wanted and meant. Maybe you meant Shchitaga. Elikim, Yirelei Asel, Yaila B'ni, he says, we're going to see what the Eivishta means, and I'm ready to do whatever it is. At the last minute, we'll find out what exactly Valeyu means, which builds up the Koyach of the Nisayin even greater, even more, because he wasn't even prepared for the outcome. At the last minute, he's going to do whatever it is. The Rebbeinu Shlom Zakta Zaltan. Lekim, Yirelai, Hasel, Yaila B'ni. Whatever the outcome is going to be, I'm ready to do it. And that's the Pshat in the Nisayin, and that's the pshat that Avram didn't fataych the Valeyu. Why did he fataych Avram Avinu can't fashtein Valeyu? He had the magid shiot hashen the pshat narashim that digtuk was Avram Avinu fashtein the pshat Valeyu. Who can't say a nice word narashim? Avram can't say a nice pshat Valeyu. Now Avram is given elach, and the elach kait is mechayiv to not understand. I'm not sure the Valeyu. You know what a carbon is, Rabbi Yisai? Adam ki yakiv mikem. A Karban is when a person is makriv himself, el zich. Avram stood by the Akedah and he was makriv zich. There's no zich. Zich would never do it because the Torah says valeyu. He never told me to do it. There is no zich. The karban is no Avram. Avram is selfless. There is no negius. There is only Ratzin Hashem. Unmemela, whatever the Ratzin is going to be at that moment, that's what I'm going to do. Alikim Yeroi. Avshach, Seichet Tzadik, Avrach, Roshiva Zatzal. Avshach, Keendlach. Endlach in Yiddish means, for those that need a little interpretation of Yiddish, means it's along the lines of what we spoke. Avshach Frek the Kasha, whereas the Nisayan, the Bereshlim said, Zabkhav Shacha Megadikavah, Megadik. The Maril Diskin writes that what's the Pshat in the Nevuah? The Rebbeinu Shloim gives a Nevuah, Maisha's Nevuah is Aspaklar Yamira, which means with a Klar kite. The Rebbeinu Shloim spoke directly to him. Klar, Pel, Pel, Dabrboy. A Navi, he brings from the Rambam, doesn't have this Madrega, but a Malach comes and shows him a vision. Zok the Maril Diskin, that the vision is interpreted Lefi the Navi. The Navi is the one to interpret what he saw. By Meisha, it wasn't about interpretation. It was Mamish, Shechina Medabres, Meteh Greinoi, this is what it was plur. There's the Rambam in the Chubis, Saif Chelik Sheni. I'm sorry, the Rambam said, Yatayra, Allah, Perid Zayin, Allah, Chavav. That the Navi interprets. So Avram is interpreting. You know what Avram could have interpreted? Kachna, Zbincha, Yechidcha. He could have interpreted the way he wanted it. Those aren't words that he heard. It's a vision that he saw. He saw Akedah. He saw a visual picture of Akedah. And he had to interpret that it means Kachna, Zbincha, Yechidcha. So if someone has Negiyus, again, key word, you see Rav Shach, Seichet Tzadik, Levracha, goes with this Malach, would have interpreted completely different. So the Shiva Rav Shach is learning, and that's Psharati Yedati Kirei Likimata. Now I see from your Yira Shemayim how you interpreted the Kachna that you Yirei Shemayim. And that was the Nisoyin, and that was the Kayach of Avram Avinu and the Yira Shemayim of Avram Avinu. We're using the same Nisoydis to Fataych the Valeyu. The Valeyu, let's say the word was Vihaleyu, like the Malbim says, the Valeyu could have been Fataych many ways. Valeyu Lashchita or Valeyu not Lashchita. The Fataychu without Negius was Ati Adati Kirele Kimato. Now I understand Rabbi Sai. When Rashi brings the Stira, you know, there's a Stira. On one hand it says, I'll give you children. On the other hand it says, a Stira that what? Shech. So what does another person do when there's a Stira? I could tell you one of two things. Either he'll say Sheval Tasa. When you have a problem with a stira, Sheval Tasa, I must took it. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Give me a minute. Yeah? Sheval Tasa. Ugar, you know what he could have said? The first Sivu is the Ikach. Who sat in kind of second? Mishka, the first one. Yedel Mensch. Yeah? With Zayn Negias. And by the way, in Brisket Tayr, there's a lot about this. The stira, and then the only time you can explain the stira is when you have a third pasuk. So the third pasuk got tishlach yad chalanar, and Mimela now he asks sichasi, what's pshat? As they learned the Reb Chaim, the Briskerov, the pshat, and the why now did it become a discussion? Because only after tishlach yad chalanar it became shnei ksuma hamachishim zetzeh shiyovei akotzma shlishi yachriya beinayim. That's in halach and Torah, but even in hashkafcha. A person has two snakes of him. What do you do? Avram Gate and the Rebbeinu Shloim will tell me what to do. Ananda Volchek is up. Shake Potter. Sheval Tasa. Adif. Don't we use the rule of Sheval Tasa? Adif. Don't we ever use the rule? Shall we kind this? We'll have to kind this. Negias Rabbi Sai. It's all about Negias, and let me explain to you. Negias to fataych what the Eibishter wants is one of the most difficult things. We walk around all day thinking we're doing what the Eibishter told us to do, and it's l'shem shemayim what we do. Can I say, unfortunately, 90% of the time, the negius taints what we really think is the Ratzon Hashem. And even more so, in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the Chlal, and in business, B'Frat. In general, negius gives us a whole new Tzivi Hashem. Beinol mechaveri bechlal, bein business befrat. There's a mashal from the Ben Ish Chai. Givaldik. Mechitik. The Ben Ish Chai says over a story of the following, that there was once a dayan. And he was paskening. And the litigants in front of him saw where the din Torah was heading. This guy was going to win, this guy was going to lose. It was heading in the, it was pretty obvious. So the loser stinky vas kind of a tongue. So he walks over to the dayan and he tells the dayan, is there anything I could do? You know, Hashem said, huh? So the dayan says, I'll tell you, such thing a mahalach. You know, listen, I got to pay my tuition for my children. So I have a mahalach for you, okay? Yeah. The day of the din Torah's psak, you'll stand in the back, take an envelope, a bissel gelt. So I ain't legging the gelt, I'm in the envelope. And you'll wave the envelope, and then, and I'll already take care of the psak halach. Yeah. He waves the envelope. Yeah. I see everybody's moving their chair up. It's an interesting nice. I lose for you, Rabbi Isai. It's a sad story. And it's the story of life, unfortunately, of people. Okay? And we should look in the mirror that we all suffer from this. And I'm going to explain to you the end of the story. He does it. The Rav, the dying, sees the. And he paskins l'taivas the envelope, the envelope. Okay, everybody shocked. Nobody chachap was to tzachotia. What it was a clear case. As they go by to the say goodbye, the dying, he slips the dying the envelope. The dying runs into his chambers, and he opens up the envelope. And guess what he finds? Nothing. Find the run schreien, Oilem a sheker, as a sheker die gewelt, gib a kund, as a ligder, was tut sich ab, a pili playen. Rabbi said, du lachst? You can lach in of sich allein, Rabbi said. You walk around convinced, verstehst? Oilem a sheker, verstehst? We're doing Hakel, we're mourning. Are you talking? Negius makes us blind to right and wrong to the point that we think, Otidos is gerecht. I want to share with you a pasuk. Give me one or two more minutes, Rabbi. And there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yutes Posik Hey Ubonu is Bamais Habal. Yeah, Klal Yisrael, they're building bombs. Lis raiv ez b'neyem b'eish. Oiloi slaboal. Yeah. It's pretty clear there's something wrong with this, huh? They're building bombs slaboal and they're being mockery of their children. Ez b'neyem b'eish. Asheloi tivisi. Veloi dibarti. Not I said you should do it, not I spoke you should do it, not I thought you should do it. Factable Khanan. What's Vilman? The drei Sachen. Hashaloy Tzivisi, Loy Dibarti, Foyol Salibi. I'm shugging an empty kinder, Hagit Zevek, was Tutsachapta. And Vetrabal Khanan, Kiyatu, that's one of the most classic terrorists from the Eilam HaTeres, uses this command in every shmuyas. Any shmuyas from any good balashkafa, you're gonna get this somewhere in the ingredients. It's gonna be somewhere on the plate, okay? The Tatzvei Zachen. Amal Amensh has the Tzivi Hashem. But then he can get around the Tzivi Hashem. He can get around it. Hetter, Ados, Ayens. Is that what the Eibishter wants? Here, the Rambam writes by Muktzeh. Why did they misak in Muktzeh? That a person could keep the mitzvah of Yom Nuach on Shabbos and spend the whole day working in his house, moving his furniture, Which means that's not the Ratzon Hashem. The Eibishter wanted more out of the Shabbos. He didn't just want. Right? V'sham b'nei Yisrael, the Shabbos is not enough. It's lasis as a Shabbos. Shlofen agansh Shabbos rabeisa is not Ratzon Hashem. A lot of times, bachim trachten bazich. Good. Davenin giving shlofen agansh Shabbos geit men shlofen. Was? Where's that? That's the Shabbos. That's called keep. Maybe in Yeshayim of the Shabbos. Is that called lasis as Shabbos? That's called doing what the Shabbos. That's not what the Torah had in mind. That's not what the Eibishter had in mind. That's Leol Salibi. I always say, you ever see the bumper stickers? They say, I'm a Shamer Shabbos. You see the bumper stickers? It's the wrong words, Rabbi. Shamer Shabbos, that's all you are? Nebuch. You should say, I'm an Oise Shabbos. Mach, lasis as Shabbos. Shamer Shabbos, Baich Genug. Was a lech Shabbos tuch nish. Es kommt der Adain, ja shekayach. Machst a Shabbos, lass is es a Shabbos. You ever see the expression, the Babbos fleck in Nutz, and ich mach Shabbos. Let me tell you, I tell this to you every Shmuy, it was the Babbos am Geret. Shame, there was so much Yiddishkeit in them. Ich mach Shabbos, you ever the Mammas, the Amalek and Mammas, I make Shabbos. What's that? I make Shabbos. I make food for Shabbos. Making the Shabbos lasses. Okay, I'll play Aklapanir Abbeis. Azei Lantra Bulchan and on the ganze bumper stick in the Alamais. Shek. Azei Lantra Bulchan. Good, yeah? Tzvisi. As time goes on and life goes on, I learned a new pshat in this pasuk, Rabbi Yisrael. Sometimes we think that Tzvisi is really Ol Salibi and has no shaykh as the Ol Salibi. Sometimes we walk around convinced. It's not enough TVC, because sometimes we think that's the TVC. We walk around thinking, does will the Eibishter for us? And it's like, all Salibi has no Shaykhis, no Shaykhis, no Shaykhis, no Shaykhis. Medem Rabbeisa, yeah. It's not enough TVC. That Trachtin is, does Takim is the Eibishter villain them TVC? How many times we walk around, yeah, this is Das Teirah, Das Everybody's convinced he's walking around with Das Teirah. They say, is that really what the Eibishter wants? Is that true? Is that what Das the Tzivisi? Medem Rabbi say, Noch haminut v'lchemfren apor kashas. The erste kashas v'et benemfren, al tishlach yodcha lanar. Al tasli muma, two things. Zog Rashi, al tishlach yodcha lishchay, al tasli muma, he wanted to do something. What's the lashon of Avram Avinu? V'chilachinam basi lekan. I have to give a cut lechinam. So there is Torah like this that it's milo without priya. That tatov is dam bris. Spoke to you in the past about it. Good, we have the nisayin of the akeda, but Avram the nitziv learns like this. Ichdaf epes abisal tatov is dam bris. Tatov is dam bris in the carbon. As they learned the nitziv, spoke about a Pesach. Fine. The way we're explaining, there's a Daher over here. V'chilachinam, the Ratzon Hashem. He's trying to figure out, that's Al Tatsli Mum Al Tishchat. I'm saying, Al Tishlach Yodcha, maybe it means Tishchat. Don't shecht him. Efshe does. V'chilachinam, etracht, efshe fatayichich nishgut. That's the Lachinam Basi Lekarmei. The Beish of Vilepis fun does. Efshe Vilet does. This is going to answer the original Kasha. Why is the stira in the atad yadati ki yirei elikim? You know what it should have said in Rashi? Atad yadati ki yirei elikim. You did it. You went to the nisayin of the akedah. I mean, isn't that the pashtan the pasik? Atad yadati ki yirei elikim atad v'lei chasachti. Look at you did the akedah. That's not the atad yadati ki yirei elikim atad. So then what's the atad yadati ki yirei elikim atad? You saw the stira. And you still went. You saw the stira, and you still went. And this Rabbi Yisrael end. I see the clock, I see the faces. We're going to end with this Rabbi. You ready? Same Beinu Beinu Bino, Lahavin, Lahaskel, Lishmaya, Lilmay, Lameid, Lishmer, Lasis, Lakayim. What's the Lahavin, Lahaskel? Lahavin, Lahaskel. Good. Lilmay, Lameid, Fashtein, Lelman, Abavasis, Lishmer, Lasis, Lakayim. So I always learn Parshat Pshat. That we should understand to do it. I'm not narf, tach, tach, pazich, was dafich. I'm a besser 11. Nein, er soll sein, Lilmoid, Lahavin, Lahaskil, so verstehen, Asin Kedai, Lekayim. Right? The Alter von Kelm has a different word. You know when you see that the Lahavin, Lahaskil was real, it was good verstanden lernen? We see it in the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, in the Kiyam HaMitzvahs. Der was versteht gut dem Lernen, Lahavin, Lahaskil, he understands well, you'll see it the way he does mitzvahs. According to what we've learned till now, there's, I think, a new pshat. Takes a havana, takes a das, takes to understand what the Ratzon Hashem really, really, really is. One of the most difficult things in life is to appreciate what's the Eibush, the willfulness. It's not so much this and that, because we can be convinced to do what we want to do under the guise it's Ratzon Hashem, it's a mitzvah. Be careful not to use mitzvahs. Avek Hagen Yemen. I end with what somebody heard from my Rebbe, Rav David Feinstein. David said, unfortunately, many use the Shmiras HaLashon to kill other people. Jesus, it's not Nusach he once used to. Be careful, he said. Don't use the Shmiras HaLashon Avek Hagen Yenim. If I say Barabma, I'm convinced I'm going to say it. I wasn't sure if I should say it. I feel I should say it. I'm going to say it. He said a very different thing. The Mechavetz Chaim at the end of the Mishabur, of the Shmiras HaLashon writes that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara L'Tayelus. Do you know, Rabbi Isai, the leeway that was in those words, L'Tayelus? Do you realize how many people say whatever they want? It's L'Tayelus. Everything's L'Tayelus. My Rebbe Reb David Shlita, Reb Feinstein, told me clearly, had the Chofetz Chaim realized the misuse of the next generation in the word L'Tayelus, he would have never ever written it. Heard from my Rebbe Reb David. I am a simple person. I don't have the right to say these things, but I have a right as a Talmud to say over what I heard from a Gadol Gadol Rebbe of mine. Had the Chofetz Chaim realized the misuse of the word L'Tayelus, that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara, he would have never written it. Remember that Tzivei Hashem has to be Ol Salibi, has to be what the Eibushter really wanted. Without Negius, because Negius can make you be convinced Kachna is Bilcha to take someone else's son, a Shech to Laila. That could all... Mit Negius hat me gekämpft, verstehen Kachna... Jeder Yid is mein Kind. You ever see a Rosh Hashiva speaker? Mein Kind. Everybody's mein Kind. Kein Shecht in Yenim's Kind. Kachlis Bilcha. I'll leave it at that, Rabbi. Sorry. Remember the truth. The truth in Ratzon Hashem. Yid is about Emes. It's about knowing the truth. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. The sign of the Akedah was to know what the Ratzon Hashem really is and to follow the Ratzon Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.